The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mark Turgeon. The Terrapins are 10-1 on the season. Maryland will host Jacksonville State tonight before wrapping up non-conference play against Charlotte and Baltimore on December 20th. Coach Turgeon, good morning. Thanks for joining us on game day. Appreciate it.
You bet. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing very well. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Turgeon, please.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Marsh. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great. Talk about Jacksonville State tonight, and then you guys basically have almost a whole week off, and then you play against Charlotte because of the finals and all that stuff. How are you going to keep your players in motivation and form for this night's game and then next Sunday?
Well, you know, it's a time for us to improve. So, you know, we're excited about tonight's game. Jacksonville State's a little bit scary because they have four guys that are really shooting it at a high level from the three-point line. They have a good post-up game, too. So they'll challenge us defensively. We didn't like the way we finished the game versus St. Peter's. So we haven't really put a complete game together this year. So it's something we're working on and talking about. So hopefully we'll play a little bit better for a little bit longer tonight. You know, during finals, we'll give the guys some days off. But when we practice, we'll practice hard. It's really hard to get practice time in this time of year because you play so many games, and we'll actually get four practices in between games. Hopefully that will give us a chance to get better.
I know you lost to Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago in that ACC challenge. Is your team improving ever since that bad home loss?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a bad home loss. I mean, you guys can call it that, but, you know, we were coming off an emotional weekend. We played 2 9:30 games and just didn't have the energy, and they played well. So we'll get better. We're young. We're playing three freshmen, 28 minutes a game, and I'm really proud of this team and what they're doing. You know, we're a work in progress. We will be. We've had injuries. You know, DeMonte's out. He'll be out for a while. We don't know how long it's going to be. So the team just keeps figuring out how to win and trying to get better.
Well, good luck with practice tonight's game and practice this week.
All right. Thanks.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark.
Don, what's up, man?
I'm sure the message that you had for the media after the game of that not having equal opportunity playing time was given to the players as well. Did you see a response to that? And I have a follow-up after you answer that one.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a lot of time. We practiced last night. You know, I was obviously upset the way we finished the game. They had 33 points with 7:43 to go, and they ended up with 56. So up until that point, I thought we really guarded, and we probably had guarded as well as we've guarded all year, followed the game plan. And, you know, I played everybody equal, shared the minutes, and I'm not sure that's the best thing for our team. So we'll see. Guys play well. They're going to play. They know that. We're playing 10 guys right now. 10 guys will play tonight. Now whether they'll play, you know, 10 guys over 14 minutes, we'll see. But, you know, it's up to them. But I just want to make this team better. It's time for us to start getting better. We're, you know, about 2 weeks away from Big Ten play, so time for us to start playing better.
And just to follow up, have you given any final determination on the two guys who haven't played and the contribution from the bench one way or the other? Has that affected your decision?
Well, the bench is getting better. I mean, it's not where it's going to be, but the bench is getting better. So we feel good. You know, we're hoping, you know, we get DeMonte back sooner than later, you know, sometime around the, you know, early in the Big Ten. And, you know, we'll know more here in 3 or 4 days. But, you know, I think our decision's closer to being final, you know, but we could have an injury, you know, tonight or tomorrow or whatever. It's been that kind of year for us. So we'll see. But, you know, there's still a chance we'll play Micah. You know, he's been working harder in practice and he's working hard in the weight room. So there's still a chance that he would not redshirt. But you know, we'll see.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your next question is from Roman Stubbs, Washington Post.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Roman.
I think a week or two ago you said that you were trying to create just more offensive opportunities for Kevin Herter and just trying to get him more shots. Did we kind of see that the other night? And is that something that is expected more from him, just more scoring nights like that he had?
Yeah, I think Kevin looked fresh for the first time in a long time. I think our schedule, 9 games in 23 days, really took its toll on my young guys. And I thought he looked fresh the other night. His shot looked good. His free throws looked good. He's more involved in the offense. I think we're starting to figure out a little bit our offense. You know, we got so many new guys, and we threw a lot at him. We were just kind of figuring out how to win each game. And I felt like the guys are all getting comfortable. I thought, you know, for about 20 minutes as well as we played, we missed some free throws and missed some shots, but we had 10 assists on 13 buckets in that first half. And, you know, so I think guys are getting there, and that's good because Kevin's starting to feel more comfortable within the offense. No, we need him. We need him. We can't have one or two shots for us to be successful. He's too good of a player. So, you know, I think in time and maybe over this Christmas break, we'll be able to add a few more things to get the right guys more shots.
Thanks.
Okay.
Your next question is from Adam Jogi, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Mark, I'm just wondering, you were talking about injuries and talking about, you know, not having the guys out there that maybe you'd like to at all times. What have you seen from Melo Trimble as you've kind of dealt with all this and as he's tried to hold things down, I suppose? How have you seen him handle, you know, the first stretch here of the season?
Yeah, he's been great. I think Melo does what he has to do to help us win. I think he trusts these teammates more than he's trusted anybody. He's really passing the ball well. He's really reading the defense and making the right decisions. For the most part, guys have stepped up. But then when we need him in these close games, and he needs to take over, whether it was Townsend, we're down 13, and he just kind of takes over, you know, Richmond or whatever. It's just, you know, he does what he does. I think he's been very patient with his offense and with his team. And I think he had his best defensive game of the year on Saturday. So continue to challenge him to be a leader. His game continues to grow, which is what it should do. And so I'm excited about what he's done for us.
Thanks.
You bet.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck tonight.
Okay. All right, Brett. Take care, man.